the rest of the story. Bill Schiff had reached the end of the trail. An aimless and ill-fated life had led him to the dead end of this moment, a shocking, humiliating, gut-wrenching, momentary eternity in front of a neighborhood schoolyard wherein the school children, their tiny faces pressed against the playground fence, their eyes large and round and riveted on him, where they cried out, "Monster! Monster!" And indeed to those young eyes, and even to Bill's own eyes, the description was no exaggeration. The ravaged face and body, rebounding as best it could from outrageous fortune, had managed merely to survive as a twisted shell unfamiliar to all who had known Bill before. "Monster! Monster!" the chorus of young voices rang in his ears, even after he had gone away beyond the sound, even after the sun had set, even in the darkness and the otherwise stillness of that lonely night. Bill Schiff had reached the end of the trail. How he got there is the rest of the story. Once upon a time, William John Schiff III was a handsome young man. Hurrying, but on his way to no place, a 10th grade dropout, he joined the Marines. After his 4-year hitch was up, he traveled around taking whatever work appealed to him at the moment. He drove a cab, he tended bar, he got a job at a radio station, then a grip man on a San Francisco cable car. He even tried his hand at higher education, but little intrigued him and nothing satisfied him. And then one afternoon, Bill was out riding his motorcycle. The corner of 26th and South Van Ness, he collided with a laundry truck. The bike fractured his pelvis, crushed an arm, spewed gasoline all over him. A fraction of a second later, the heat of the engine ignited the gasoline, and Bill burst into flames. And by the time the conflagration was extinguished, Bill's face had been burned off. His hands had been incinerated. Hospital visitors fainted at the sight of him. For 2 weeks, he lay unconscious. 4 months and 13 transfusions and 16 skin graft operations later, Bill's body was still a mass of scar tissue. His arms remained stumps. His face was yet a barely recognizable funhouse mirror multicolored patchwork, and the prognosis for improvement was none at all. And then Bill, before he could fully comprehend what had happened to him, allowed something else to happen to him. A plane crash and a crushed spine. Now a lifetime sentence to a wheelchair. This, then, is the true tale of a modern-day Quasimodo. A physical curiosity in a society with too little tolerance for such. A crumpled man in front of a school playground enduring the taunts of tots. Monster, monster. But when Bill Schiff reached the end of his trail, someone else, someone from deep inside himself, got up and blazed a new one. For in the town of Crested Butte, Colorado, at this moment, there is a man named Mitchell, a nationally renowned environmentalist, a self-made millionaire, former mayor, candidate for the United States Congress, right now a popular lecturer, recreational river rafter and skydiver, and a devoted family man. That man used to be Bill Schiff. For you see, every trace of the aimless Bill Schiff was burned up in the flames of a happenstance hell, replaced by a new man and a new life. Everything Bill made of himself, he made after the accident that almost ruined him. Sometimes it's only then that a man, when he can no longer walk, learns to fly. Now you know the rest of the story.